This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who was a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? Yes, you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Lots of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. It's just crazy, crazy, crazy. You got the whole squad out there, the hit squad, and all the other things that are happening as well. We're going to be talking a little bit about, of course, what is going on with our leadership up there and the world here. You know, we're going to be talking a little bit about Jeffrey Epstein. Yeah. And about one of the things that people have already wanted to know about Jeffrey, he's the guy who's been trafficking in human flesh and slavery. Children, young ladies in particular. He's got a thing for that. And who is this guy? Nobody knows who he is. And, of course, we're going to help suss that out for you and source it for you as to what is going on. Anyway, the some things that are just absolutely amazing that are happening in that case, absolutely amazing, and how it draws its roots all the way back to 2005 and 6 and all this other good stuff, and the prelude to the war in the Middle East that was promulgated, of course, by President Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's pretty, the evidence is pretty much here on that one. And again, what's going to be happening with all those indictments that are coming down? And Epstein is just the tip of the iceberg, by the way. He is just the tip of the iceberg on all those indictments. And, of course, the Russia thing, how that whole thing has played out, right? Okay, but first, neo-Nazi gets second life sentence in murder of protester in Virginia. This is by Reuters. By way of the Epoch Times. Yeah, this is kind of interesting. This is the story, you may recall, about this protest in Virginia, Charlottesville, right? The silver Dodge Charger that was running around, smacking into people during this protest. And he's supposed to be killed a woman by the name of Heather Hare, 32-year-old. And 19 others were injured when Fields, this Alex Fields Jr., whoever this Alex Fields Jr. is, slammed into him. It was quite a mess. Now, that was that big protest. And, of course, this is the one where they were trying to tie Donald Trump to white supremacist with his language about people that were protesting in general. And so from a generalized statement, they concluded that he's a racist, right? And he's a neo-Nazi supporter. That's the stretch that they pulled here. So this whole thing about the racist tagging is they're trying to make it stick. They're trying to tar him with it, right? Tarring and feather business, they're trying to tar him with it. And, of course, it's just not working. So a Virginia state judge on yesterday sentenced a self-professed neo-Nazi to a second life term for killing a demonstrator when he drove his car into a crowd during protest and counter-protest surrounding the removal of a Confederate statue in Charlottesville 2 years ago. The whole thing was a setup, in my opinion, but you know that we'll get into that. We'll get into that. Says Charlottesville Circuit Court Judge Richard Moore sentenced James Field, 22, to life plus 419 years as recommended by the jury that found him guilty in December 2018 of murder, plus 8 counts of malicious wounding and a hit-and-run offense. Mr. Fields, you deserve the sentence the jury gave. This is a quote now from the judge. What you did was an act of terror. Fields, a resident of Maumee, Ohio, who appeared in court on July 15th in striped prison garb, had already received a separate life sentence without the possibility of parole after pleading guilty in March to federal hate crime charges stemming from the violence in Charlottesville on August 12, 2017. Heather Hare, 32, one of the counter-demonstrators, was killed in the attack and also injured many others. Hare's mother, Susan Bro, said in a statement read in court on July 15th that she hoped Fields finds redemption in prison. But I also hope he never sees the light of day outside of prison, she said. Statements by several victims were also read in court. The deadly car ramming capped a day of tension and physical clashes between members of the Antifa extremist group. Oh, Antifa. See, I have a hard time discerning between Antifa and neo-Nazis. Don't you? And so, basically, we're talking about neo-Nazis and Antifa. Just separate and go, hey, I hate you, you hate me. The neo-Nazi way. I would proffer to say, and this is what my opinion is, now this is, I base my opinion on my professional experiences and understanding these kind of hate groups, is that they're one and the same. But you have to split them apart to get the dynamic. Hegelian dialectic, anyone? That's what this is. Straight from Hegel. By the time the car attack, police had already declared an unlawful assembly and cleared the city park protesters who were there to protest the removal of statues commemorating two Confederate generals of the Civil War. The night before, a detachment of protesters had staged a torch-lit march through the nearby University of Virginia campus chanting racist and anti-Semitic slogans. I wonder if Ocasio-Cortez was there. Democrats have long seized on the events of Charlottesville to attack President Donald Trump, who acknowledged that nonviolent and nonviolent extremist protesters were present on both sides of the clashes. And that's exactly what he did. And there's nothing wrong with that. Now, again, you have two hate groups going at it, Antifa and the so-called neo-Nazis, who I think are really one and the same. They just play in two different corners, that's all. And Trump says in a comment, basically, that there was nonviolent and violent extremists who acknowledge it were on both sides of the clashes. Some people played right into this and were trapped. You know, there are people that were legitimately protesting who had no Antifa, no neo-Nazi thing going on. They said, hey, yeah. I don't care if you like the Confederacy or not. That's not the issue. It's not the issue of the statues. People have an opinion, and they can go out and protest. And there were those people who had the opinion, remove them, and those people who had the opinion, keep them. And they're on opposite sides. It does not mean that they're Antifa or that they're, or they're neo-Nazis. And that's what Trump was saying. But from that, he's a neo-Nazi. That's where, see, this is the thing. This is what they do. They do this all the time. If you're in leadership like this, they tar you with it. It's part of the gig. And oftentimes they go to great lengths to set you up for it, too. Leaders have to know that. But that's the race card, ladies and gentlemen. That's how it's played. Like it or not, that's the opposition. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Ben.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hold tight, hold tight. We be burning down the house. Well, you know, so to speak. Might as well just so to speak it, right? We're going to burn down that house. Yeah, let's not get too consumed with bigotry and hatred and all the other good stuff, right? That's where they want you to go with it. But we got a lot of other things going on. New California in particular. A lot of great things happening there. Great people coming together. And it's going to be interesting to see how the whole thing plays out, obviously, with New California. And we're really anxious for a lot of things to happen and unfold. It's timing, everything else. We just, you know, we got to get through some things and make sure that everything kind of is copacetic, if you know what I mean. Just takes time. All good things take time. Now, we got some great things happening. We're going to, by the way, we're going to have, I think, some special announcements this week about what's going to be happening at the 5th Constitutional Convention. And, by the way, we have our resolutions all done. We're going to be packaging up and sending them off to various people, by the way, the President of the United States, actually. And he will actually have copies of our hard copies, actually, of our resolutions. So, the Pentagon, chaos, installs third acting defense secretary of 2019. Jeez, only there are only three. It's kind of early. I thought maybe they'd have five or six by now. I wonder what's going on at the Pentagon, right? Peter Thiel. I was going to come back to the Peter Thiel thing here. Remember Peter Thiel? We talked about him yesterday. And he's a Trump supporter. Peter Thiel, the guy with PayPal. He's the guy who does the PayPal thing. Peter Thiel says Warren is the most dangerous Democrat candidate. Listen to this. Well, we're going to get into that, but I'm going to also get into more of the Google thing. We got the Peter Thiel Google thing that he made comments about yesterday. Anyway, he made these comments. This came out yesterday afternoon, but he made these comments at this conservative convention that's been going on. And where is it? What's it called? I'm looking at the story. It's just kind of interesting the way it says, this is the article, and it comes out of CNBC. I'm kind of curious about this because this is one of these kind of things where we can start embracing how they change how CNBC changes the dialogue. I'm just kind of this is what you do. You say, are they telling the truth here? Because, you know, we took this and talked about this yesterday. I think it was Axios that had it out, that Peter Thiel was speaking at this conservative convention in Washington, D.C. on Sunday night, and we reported it yesterday, and he was talking about Google and how Google and China, blah, 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 you know, the whole thing that Google is dangerous and all that. And so now, this says it was updated just 3 hours ago, so there's more to this, obviously. Tech investor and Trump supporter Peter Thiel thinks Elizabeth Warren is the most dangerous Democrat candidate. This is the title of the article. And some of the key points, early Facebook investor and Trump supporter Peter Thiel weighed in on Democrats taking on the president in 2020. Thiel also reiterated his call for the FBI and CIA to investigate Google to see if Facebook rivals artificial intelligence research has been infiltrated by Chinese espionage. That's part of what we talked about. There was more to that story, of course, about Google and Facebook. It says Thiel has generally stayed out of the spotlight but emerged in 2016 to endorse Trump's presidential campaign and speak at the Republican National Convention, a rare move in Silicon Valley. there's more conservatives in Silicon Valley than you realize. And they've been beat down. Every, you know, conservatives in California just been beat down. It says early Facebook investor and Trump supporter Peter Thiel weighed in on the Democrats taking on the president in 2020. I'm most scared of Elizabeth Warren, he said on Monday on Fox and Friends, on Fox News, Tucker Carlson. Okay, so I didn't get that. I was at the meeting last night. She's the one that's actually talking about the economy, which is the thing that matters most, Thiel told Carlson. He said the others were equally unimpressive as they were embracing one form of identity politics or another. I think that's a fair statement. Okay, so that was on Tucker last night. Let's see if we can get that. Thiel also reiterated his call for the FBI and CIA to investigate Google to see if the Facebook rival's artificial intelligence research has been infiltrated by Chinese espionage, noting that Google has called its research a Manhattan Project for AI. He added, I would naturally think this would draw the attention of foreign intelligence agencies. He also said he believes Google employees ideologically think that the U.S. is worse than China. Thiel has generally stayed out of the spotlight but emerged in 2016 to endorse Donald Trump's presidential campaign and speak at their convention. Thiel donated to the Republican National Convention as Trump was gathering up, gearing up for his re-election, re-election campaign. He has also spoken out about Google's monopoly power in the past. Facebook, which competes with Google for billions of in online advertising dollars, is also under scrutiny for having too much power over the tech industry. Now, I say these things about Thiel, and we still have to understand his biases with Facebook. I want to make that very clear. I mean, but what he is saying about Google is pretty accurate from all of our other sources that we've been seeing, right? He's just saying, I think, what everybody else knows. Representatives from both countries, alongside those from Apple and Amazon, will testify today. They're doing that right now, actually. And we might chime in just to kind of see what that is, right? Wow. And, of course, I think that's pretty amazing. Let's see if we can get that interview of Peter Thiel. Peter Thiel. Come on. I don't want to talk disparaging about the guy, right? Peter Thiel. I'm just saying. So we're going to go here to Tucker Carlson and see if we got that tape or that thing, and we'll see if we can play it from last night. Because I'd like to hear Peter Thiel. Oh, it's interesting. I pulled up the Carlson thing. How did Epstein accumulate his wealth? See, everybody's asking that question, right? So Peter Thiel spoke last night on Tucker, and we got it here now. But we're gonna wait till after the break because we got to take a break. What they say is we have to earn money, right? We have to stay afloat. We earn money, buy our products, of course, which is. MyPillow, 800-266-4715. MyPillow, yes, get that. Many things to order from the FBI. No, MyPillow is not the FBI. But they do support Donald Trump. Yeah, they're big-time supporters of Donald Trump and what's been going on. I'm kind of anxious to see how this whole thing is going to play out, though, with Peter Thiel. Because Peter Thiel is a big heavyweight, obviously. He supports Donald Trump. He supports the little guy, which is interesting. But it's PayPal. A lot of people don't like PayPal for a lot of different reasons. I know. I'm telling you, they just don't like it. They think it's a Silicon Valley shill game or something. But it works. It works very well, by the way. That's my opinion. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, a21r.com. We'll be right back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And we're back on Agenda 21 Radio. Tucker Carlson. Here we go.
Investors in Facebook. If anyone knows a lot about big tech and its power and its potential dangers, it's Peter Thiel. So it means something when he warns that Google, the world's most powerful company, has become a threat to American national security. They may even have committed treason, he says. While speaking at the National Conservatism Conference in Washington yesterday, Thiel warned that Google may have been infiltrated by Chinese intelligence and ought to be subject to immediate investigation by the FBI and the CIA. We're happy to have Peter Thiel join us tonight. Peter, thanks a lot for coming on.
So, Parker, thanks for having me.
What did you mean when you said that?
Well, it was just in the form of a set of questions I asked where, you know, artificial intelligence is something people talk about nonstop in Silicon Valley, but they almost never talk about its dual use. If it's real, if this is a real thing, it obviously can also be used by the military. It'll be weaponized in all sorts of ways. And it's an important national security question as to who has it. There's this very peculiar background where Google is working with the Chinese communist government and not with the U.S. military. So the Project Maven decision was a decision not to work with AI with the U.S. military, but they're working with the communist Chinese. And so the question is, you know, from the outside is just what in the world is going on there? And I sort of suggested a few different possibilities, but I think, you know, it's been they've described it as a Manhattan Project for AI. And so if you go around broadcasting that you're building the Manhattan Project for AI, I would think this naturally would draw the attention of foreign intelligence agencies. You know, I think the Chinese are competent enough that the Ministry of State Security is likely to have infiltrated Google. And then I think the Google management has sort of a decision of either letting the software go out the front door or figuring it'll get stolen anyway and go out the back door.
When you say you believe that Chinese state security is likely to have infiltrated Google, what would that, what does that
mean? Well, if you say you're building a Manhattan Project for AI, don't you think that would attract the interest of foreign intelligence agencies?
Yes.
It's just hidden in plain sight. And then I think there are sort of all these ways that.
Let's explain the Manhattan Project. So because some of you don't know, I know this. The nuclear bomb during development was known as the Manhattan Project, okay, of World War II. Okay? And, of course, that led to the explosion, the nuclear bomb in Alamogordo, Mexico, New Mexico. And then ultimately the bombs, two bombs being used in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Okay, that's the Manhattan Project. So that was a national effort, unprecedented in human history, to create the nuclear bomb. So you understand the significance now of Peter Thiel, I guess his name is. You understand the significance of his statement. So I'm kind of wondering why. See, you have to understand that, and if you don't understand that, look up Manhattan Project on Wikipedia.
That Chinese nationals are engaged in espionage in the U.S. It's it's understandable that China is doing that. They see themselves in a very serious competition with the U.S. But we're not particularly on our guard about it. And if you have sort of a series of super futuristic tech projects that you broadcast to the whole world, it's at least a suspicion. And then the weird fact that's indisputable is that Google is working with Communist China, but not with the U.S. military, on its breakthrough AI technology.
Why is that?
Well, that's the question. I mean, I think one explanation is they figure they have to, because if they don't give it to them through the front door, it'll get stolen through the back door. So first answer is they have to. And then I think, of course, there's probably, a broad base of Google employees that are, ideologically super left-wing, sort of woke, and think that China's better than the U.S. or that the U.S. is worse than China. It's always more anti-American than anything.
But this is, by definition, a threat to American national security, as you point out. So if Sundar Pichai was sitting right here, what would you say to him?
Well, I would say, answer my three questions. How many foreign intelligence agencies have infiltrated Google? Have the Chinese in particular infiltrated? And why are you working with Communist China, not the U.S.? What is the reason you're doing
why
that?
Why do you think the questions you raise, and this is not in any way to minimize their importance, are kind of obvious questions? Why hasn't the U.S. government ascertained the answers?
Well, it's possible that there are people in the U.S. government looking into it and they haven't told us. But I think the FBI and CIA would be the natural places to look into it. The FBI would look at it from the domestic side. The CIA would look at it from the outside in, and would try to look at seeing if from the outside there are people controlling people inside Google or.
So, as someone who's, this is almost rhetorical, but as someone who's built a lot of companies, as you have. Do you think it would have been possible to create, to incubate and grow a company like Google in China?
I think the U.S. is still better at innovation and at starting things, but it certainly can be copied and replicated.
Right.
And something like this is true of all the breakthrough technologies we have. Most of them are still originating and developing in the West, but they don't give us much of an advantage if they get transferred, in a matter of a few years, if not a matter of months.
So I have to ask you, I assume you're watching the Democratic primaries unfold. Who's the most impressive candidate in that race, do you think?
Here we go.
Well, I'm most scared by Elizabeth Warren. I think she's the one who's actually talking about the economy, which is the only thing that I think, the thing that I think matters by far the most.
Yes.
And then I think almost all the others are equally unimpressive in the sense that it's all identity politics of one flavor or another. And I wouldn't want to rank how unimpressive they are, since you'd be forcing me to rank the different identities and which one's more privileged and more special. And that would be a dangerous thing to get into.
It's hard to know. But
I think Elizabeth Warren's the dangerous one.
I think that's right. Peter Thiel, it's great to see you. Thank you.
Thanks.
Well, there you go. So where is the FBI and the CIA and all the other organizations out there trying to stop trying to stop it all, right? Well, kind of interesting thing. One of the things that's going to come up here in a second. I'm looking at Tucker's show last night. You know, I didn't see it last night. I didn't hear it. Under the normal routes of me hearing these things, I didn't get a chance to. But this is what pops up, which I find interesting that we were talking about this earlier, and we just, you know, I had this one scheduled, but here we go. I'm not going to play it. Oh, maybe I will. Tucker, it says, not a single Democratic presidential candidate, has condemned Antifa's attacks. What do you think of that? Seriously, they have not condemned Antifa, any of them. And, you know, we had that reporter, remember him, being out there bashed around? Yeah. But no one condemned Antifa for that. Not even the Portland police. So you see, this kind of shows you that how infiltrated everything really kind of is. But, you know, again, if you're on the left and you're not condemning this kind of level of violence, then what's the problem, right? There's nothing to see here. Just move along. Nothing happened. It's easy for you not to condemn it because nothing happened, right? I didn't see that. And they're running for the highest office in the land. Pete Buttigieg, boy, does he have problems. I mean, you know, geez, real problems in his police force down there. And he's from Indiana. Yeah, it's kind of interesting to see how all these folks are breaking out. But Peter Thiel's warning, I think, is very appropriate. And again, the questions that he's asking, why is Google working with the communist Chinese government? Google out of California, Silicon Valley. Why is he working with the communist Chinese government? Right? Why? Not Peter Thiel, but why is Google? Why he's asking the right questions. Why is Google doing it? And they're not working with the U.S. military on artificial intelligence. And they say it's a Manhattan-level operation at Google. Something's wrong with that picture. When we come back, we're going to plug in the other part of the picture, how wrong it truly is. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
for the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Well, okay, so what is the connection, Peter Thiel, Google, and China? Well, let's connect the dot now. In the big story coming even from last week and coming into grievance number 77, which I'll read in the next hour for New California, points to some major league problems that we have to confront. If we're going to remain a union, and I'll talk about that in the next hour. But one of the big articles, of course, that we brought out, it's not leaving the stage. It is not leaving the stage, but it's tightly interwoven with Peter Thiel. Chief Investment Officer of largest U.S. public pension fund has deep ties to communist China. Oh, we're back to that. It's back. And this is the article that we put out last week. And I'm going to go through this so you kind of get the drift. Why they're connecting the dots with Google and Facebook, which is all in on what? It's all in on communist China. All right, you're getting the drift here now. Newly discovered deep ties between the chief investment officer of the California Public Employees Retirement System, CalPERS, and the Chinese government, along with CalPERS China Investment Holdings, have provoked controversy about the operations of the largest public retirement fund in the United States. CalPERS manages more than $350 billion for public employees, either retired from or currently working for most of the state and local public agencies in California, except for education. Just education has got its own fund called STIRS. The fund holds tens of millions of shares of equities of Chinese companies. Among other things, these companies develop advanced weapons for China's People's Liberation Army, and according to one expert, are involved in unethical business practices and human rights abuses, including the concentration camps holding the Uyghurs in Xinjiang. According to a 2017 report by People's Daily, the official mouthpiece of the Communist Chinese Party, CCP, CalPERS' current CIO, Yuan Bin Meng, as of 2015, was a participant in the Chinese government's prestigious headhunting program called Thousand Talents Plan, TTP. In testimony by the FBI to the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee on December 2018, the TIP was called part of China's non-traditional espionage against the United States. The Thousand Talents Plan, according to a 2016 unclassified FBI report, is a program that allows China to gain access to and benefit from advanced technology from the United States and to severely impact the U.S. economy. Now, I say that, then what do you think about what Peter Thiel is, I've always said Thiel, but Thiel, at least Tucker calls him Thiel. It says, allows China to gain access and benefit from advanced technology from the United States and to severely impact the U.S. economy. The program recruits and hires professionals who hold high-level positions, mainly in the United States, but also throughout the Western world. Individuals recruited by the TTP, according to the FBI report, have been experts or scholars in prestigious universities or research institutes, senior managerial professionals in internationally known financial institutions, or entrepreneurs holding IP rights. Okay, so this go back to Peter Thiel. What's he saying about Google? This is it, right? Thousand Talents Plan. Now, what we're doing here is blending two stories, guys. Thousand Talents Plan is where this Ben Meng came from. To influence CalPERS. Is this the same plan that's going on wildly, openly, with Google and Facebook or YouTube? Huh? Is this what has Peter Thiel going, wait a minute, what's going on here? You're all in on communist China, Google. And now, all of a sudden, pretty much, again, I've got a link here. I didn't do this in the last one, but I got a link here with the CalPERS China Investment Holdings. Okay. Top China draws backlash over preferential. UCLA professor faces China. This is one of, this has got a whole bunch of stories now. This is coming out of the Epoch Times. Oh, here we go. There's a whole bunch of things here. Christmas. All coming out in 2015. Amazing. Top Chinese university draws backlash over preferential treatment of foreign students. Really? That's an interesting little twist, isn't it? One of China's top universities has recently drawn controversy over a buddy program for exchange students. That's what they do at Berkeley and every place, in the UC system. And that's in China they're talking about. UCLA professor faces 219 years in prison for selling missile technology to China. Isn't this interesting? Trump highlights China's flagging economy amid ongoing trade wars with the U.S. China detains another Canadian, 12 Taiwanese amid rising tensions. Senator Scott, why does Peace Corps spend millions in China? Canada says another citizen detained in China amid diplomatic tensions, Hong Kong protesters and police clash as demonstrators target. Well, that's, we know about that one. But here's another little technology tidbit I didn't know about this article. And this is a UCLA professor. This is UCLA. You can lose again, UCLA. Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm just kidding. Great university, right? Not so much because they're so into the social science now that they've become really an extension of the communist government in California. Which is basically what we're seeing, isn't it? It says a UCLA adjunct professor, now he's adjunct, in the engineering department faces up to 219 years in federal prison for stealing missile technology and selling to a Chinese company. Yingqi Shi was arrested in January and convicted in a federal court on June 26 on all 18 counts in a federal grand jury indictment, according to a July 2nd release by the U.S. Justice Department. He was found to have been involved in an illegal scheme to obtain monolithic microwave integrated circuits, MMICs, from an unnamed American company and smuggle them to the Chinese company Zhenju Gastone Technologies. A federal court also found him guilty of mail and wire fraud. Now, the reason why this comes up is this Zhenju Gastone Technologies is one of the companies that's being invested heavily by who? CalPERS. I love it when a plan comes together, don't you? And that's exactly what's happening here. A plan is coming together. Shocking. Shocking. I'm shocked to see this sort of thing going on, right? That's the reality of what's going on in California, though. This is big, ladies and gentlemen. And New California is right in the middle of it. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Yep. We just only have not too much time right now. Less than a minute to go here on Agenda 21 Radio. I want to thank everybody for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And definitely want to make sure you visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. Of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. State of the future. That would be New California. And I do want to thank everybody for all the different things that you're doing for us here at Agenda 21 Radio and also NewCaliforniaState.com. All your contributions and everything keeps us all kind of going. So hit that contribution button and donate to New California in particular. Boy, we are burning through the cash and gasoline. I'll tell you, with the high prices of gas, man, it really has an impact on everything that we do in New California. But that's our lot, isn't it? And that's why we're forming a new state to get away from this kind of stuff. Yeah, get rid of the extortion that's going on, because it's clearly extortion, isn't it? Anyway, Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, state of the future. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio.